Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Up in the sky.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tires from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
Requires at least 30 paid work days off, not including paid holidays, while the UK mandates 28, followed by Austria, Denmark, Finland, Norway, Spain, and Sweden at 25. The United States, on the other hand, on the very worst hand, mandates no paid vacation or paid holidays. 0 days is the only country in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, a group of 36 of the world's wealthiest nations that doesn't require employers to give workers annual paid leave. And that leaves 23% of Americans with no paid vacation and 22% without paid holidays. That's not to say employers don't offer vacations. Employers are granting paid vacations to 90% of full-time workers and 40% of part-time workers. But what might be shocking, even when Americans get paid time off, they don't use it. They don't use it at all. And when they do use their days, it may not come as a surprise to learn, many of them fail to leave work fully behind. Vacation might not even be an option for many in the United States, whether they can't afford to lose wages or have to prioritize other spending ahead of leisure. The top barrier to taking a vacation is cost after that. Difficulty getting away from work, dealing with the hassles of air travel, stand between Americans and vacation. Still, there might be some positive movement. Americans used an average of 17.4 days of paid time off last year, slightly up from 17.2 days in 2017. Americans over the past few years are taking more time off to vacations, which is a positive trend over the past 4 years, which is the good news. But the bad news is we still have a ways to go to get back to our long-term average. We're still underperforming in terms of taking vacations compared to where we used to be between 1978 and 2000. Americans, on average, take more than 20 days of vacation time. The guilt factor is real. More than half of U.S. workers, 54%, reported feeling guilty about taking vacation time, either sometimes, often, or always. I know when I was in management, and I took vacation, it would take me about 1, 2, or 3 days to really push all my work aside. Because the first day of vacation, I still had my foot in the door of working. The second day, I probably still had my foot in the door of working. And probably the third day, I check emails or make phone calls to my job to make sure everything was going smooth. So there is a guilt factor, and the guilt factor is real. Leaving it on the table, Americans left 768 million days of paid time off unused last year. Again, Americans left 768 million days of paid time off unused last year. The study finds that 53% of Americans did not use all their paid vacation time. Of the time they took, U.S. workers used 9 days to travel. More than half of Americans did not take a leisure trip of more than 4 nights over the past year, me included. Most of my vacations in the last couple of years, dating back to 2015 or 2016, has been 4 days or less. Millennials were leading the microcation trend, with 72% taking at least one trip or fewer than 5 nights. Nearly 20% of those surveyed in May said their longest trip in the past year was 3 to 4 nights long. The same survey found that 28% of Americans did not take a leisure trip of any length. Perhaps now is the time to declare this as an emergency situation. So perhaps now's the time to declare this as an emergency declaration that America has something against people taking vacations. Why does America have something against people taking vacations? When it comes to paid vacation times, the United States is 0. France is 30. Austria is 25. Spain is 25. Germany is 20. Canada is 10. Japan is 10. United States is 0. Perhaps now is the time to declare this as an emergency of why the United States is not offering mandatory paid vacation. So maybe now is the time to declare this as an emergency, why the United States does not give paid vacation, mandatory paid vacation. Right now, New York City is the only city in the United States that offers paid vacation time for people living in New York City. That's pretty amazing. Absolutely pretty amazing. But you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyus from Tyus Tours and Travel. You can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTimer Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. Stay tuned for what to do and where to go this holiday season. So our travel tip, travel with an expert. The key to cheap internet service. This is going to be our travel tip. So if you're traveling overseas, or if you're in the Bahamas, we have a way to the Bahamas or Jamaica, any place outside the United States, we have a way for you to get away from roaming fees. So want cheap data and phone calls when you're abroad? Here's how. There's an easy way to get zero roaming fees, inexpensive internet service, and cheap phone calls when you travel. The trick is the SIM card, a tiny removable chip inside your phone. What is a SIM card? Subscriber identity module cards are roughly the same size and indeed looks like a micro SD memory card. You'll find it in a digital camera. Some phones actually have both the micro SD and the SIM cards, but most just have the latter. And the main purpose of a SIM card is to store a small amount of data that lets the closest cell tower know, among other things, what wireless company you're subscribed to. For example, if you're on Verizon, the SIM card will let Verizon Towers know, yep, you're on Verizon. When you're traveling, this creates a problem. When your phone connects to the tower in a different country, the tower effectively says, I don't know you, and either denies your service or tells Verizon you're roaming. If the latter is true, you'll get whatever speed Verizon and that provider can determine is acceptable, and you get charged an exorbitant roaming fee. AT&T works similarly. AT&T works the same way. Sprint, T-Mobile, Google, FI are different, but we'll get to them later. If you're wondering if you can just get a different SIM card that will work on a different network, you can. For years, that's how I've gotten cheap data in dozens of countries all over the world. I arrive in a city, head to a local cell phone company, like Vitaphone, Three, or Orange, and buy a SIM and a month of service. These would have different names like pay-as-you-go or prepaid, but in every store, I'll just say I was traveling and wanted a SIM for a few weeks. And they all know what I'm looking for. Put the new SIM on your phone. Make sure you don't lose the old one. You'll need it when you get back to the States. And you're all set. If you're not sure how to do that, the store will probably do it for you. You can be in and out with cheap high-speed data in less than 30 minutes. So the cost of the SIM card, The price varies depending on the country and provider, but on average, I paid around $20 for a month worth of 4G data and calls in that country. Yep, you read that right. Most roaming packages charge that for a few days and are slow, and data is limited as well. Most companies want to look at your passport, so make sure you bring it. A handful of countries have other requirements, so a quick Google search before you go is a good idea. Now here's the catch, and there's always the catch. And you knew there had to be a catch, is that your phone has to be unlocked. This means your cell phone company has to enable a setting on your phone that allows you to use it on a different network. The process to do this varies, but in most cases, you need to have paid off your phone. The actual unlocking process is free. And not every phone will work in every country, but most new phones should be fine. Best to check with your current cell phone company to verify that your phone will work and if it needs to be unlocked. A handful of phones have dual SIMs, which is exactly what it sounds like, two SIM card slots. This lets you keep your home SIM and your away SIM in the same phone. Not necessarily for infrequent travelers, but for anyone who regularly goes to another country, and it's quite handy. So you can call Titusers and Travel to create your dream vacation at 614-323-0858 or visit Titusers.com. So for the first half of the show, we talked about our travel tip is the key to cheap internet service, and it's simply changing the local SIM card. But you have to make sure that your phone is unlocked so it can be received in another country. And then we also talked about what does America have against vacations? And we've brought this up before, that America is the only nation of 36 of the richest nations that doesn't provide mandatory vacation. So, once again, we talked about perhaps now is the time to declare this emergency situation. And we also talked about that New York expects another record tourism. And the reason why I bring all this up is because in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about what to do and where to go this holiday season.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Ricky. I can hear him. Hold on. Okay, what did you just do over there? Okay, adjust it. Adjust the sound. Bring it up. Bring it up some more.
Come down the street, we have packages for that. the events that we have been putting on for the last 12 years, and we have several different packages. We have several different packages to discuss that. So we'll cover all that in the second half of the show. But I know when it comes to vacation time, that I have the same setbacks that everybody else have, except for maybe not money, but just time, just getting time off when I worked every day. And I would take a cruise. I would take a group out on a cruise. I would always, the first couple of days, still have my foot in the door of my job, checking on my job, making sure everything's okay, going into the job, so forth and so on. So when they talk about...
I'm going to ask Ricky a question.
When they talk about vacations and people not taking all their time off, like I would take a 7-day vacation and probably still end up working 2 days.
Hey, Mr. Ty, okay. Can I ask you a question?
Hey, we have a caller on the line.
Yes,
it's your
Mr.
time
Ty,
to travel.
Can I ask you a question?
You've called. Can it's I your time you to travel?
Yes. Can I ask you a question? Mr. Ty,
yep.
Can I ask you a question?
And so when they say the guilt factor is real,
can I ask you a question?
More than half of U.S. workers, 54%, reported feeling guilty about taking vacations. And when I worked every day, I was included in that. When I worked every day, I was included in that. And leaving vacation on the table, Americans left 768 million days of paid time off unused last year. The study found that 55% of Americans did not use all their paid vacation time. So we have to declare this emergency situation. And first of all, you really need to use up all the vacation time that you have. You need to use it all up. Every bit of vacation time that your job offers you, you need to use it all up. And then second of all is that we need to get behind the politicians And we need to get mandatory paid vacation time. And we need to declare this an emergency situation. We need to declare it as an emergency situation that we should get the same thing the Congress gets. You know, they took 6 weeks off. We should get 6 weeks off. We need the same medical plan that they have. You know, they get 6 weeks off, we should get 6 weeks off. You know, we shouldn't be any different than they because they're supposed to be working for us. So maybe now is the time to declare this emergency situation. What does America have against vacations? Require yearly time off by country. And I'll repeat this again. France gets 30 days paid vacation time. Austria gets 25 paid vacation days. Spain gets 25. Germany gets 20. Canada gets 10. Japan gets 10. United States, zero. Zero. It's time to declare mandatory vacation days. It's time to declare this emergency situation. So let us know. You can always go to my Facebook page. My Facebook page is It's Your Time to Travel. And you can leave a comment on there. But we need to declare this as an emergency situation. We need to demand the same vacation time that the Congress and the Senate gets. And they get six weeks off. As working Americans, we should get mandatory 6 weeks off, plus the time offered by the company that you work for.
you know, at that has to be the minimum that we get is 6 weeks off, because that's what they get, that's what Congress and the Senate gets, and that's what we should have, is mandatory 6 weeks off. So, and so far in the United States, New York City is the only city to require that people mandatory. It's mandatory that they get 2 weeks vacation. It's mandatory they get 2 weeks vacation. So it's just one of the subjects that are that's close and near to me is mandatory time off. Congress and Senate get 6 weeks off. It should be mandatory that we get 6 weeks off. It should absolutely be mandatory that we get 6 weeks off. So what do you think? Let us know what you think. You can always go to my Facebook page. It's Your Time to Travel. And you can leave your comments on there about mandatory time off. And for those people that get vacation, make sure that you use all your vacation time. All your vacation time. Nearly 20% of those surveyed in May said their longest trip in the past year was 3 to 4 days. So we're also trying to get you to take vacations longer than 4 days. 5 day vacation, you know, 7 day vacation, 7 day cruise, 6 day cruise, 7 day vacation, 6 day vacation in Jamaica. You know, you need to take more than 4 days, because what 4 days tells me is that you took Friday off, you took Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. Tuesday, you're back at work. You know, we need you to take more than just a four day vacation. And for those people that get vacation, they need to use all their vacation time. They need to use all their vacation time. And we have to put a movement together to declare that workers in America get it's mandatory that they get 6 weeks off. That's what Congress gets. That's what the Senate gets. So that's what we should get. It should be mandatory that we get 6 weeks paid vacation for all those people that work every day. And that's on top of any paid vacation that your employer would give you. So what do you think about that? You go to my Facebook page. It's Your Time to Travel on Facebook. It's Your Time to Travel. And leave a comment of what you think about mandatory vacation time. New York City is the only city in the United States that gives its citizens a mandatory 2 week vacation. But our Congress and our senators get 6 weeks vacation. We should get 6 weeks vacation. So leave us your comment. Let us know what you think. I'll come back to this subject again maybe in another week or so. But it's something that we need to really start the movement that we get mandatory vacation time. Mandatory vacation time. Yeah. And stop leaving vacation time on the table. Start using up all your vacation time and plan to take more than a 4 day vacation. Those are all the things that we talked about in the first half of the show. We talked about the key to cheap internet service. It's just in the country that you're in or the country that you're visiting to, you just buy a local SIM card. The catch to that is that your phone has to be unlocked. This means your cell phone company has to enable a setting on your phone that allows you to use it on a different network. The process to this varies, but in most cases, you need to have paid off your phone. The actual unlocking process is free. And not every phone will work in every country, but most new phones should be fine. And it's best to check with your current cell phone company to verify. So, you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTuneRadio.com, the way it should be heard. And coming up after the break, stay tuned for what to do and where to go this holiday season.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN online at www.ashkickin.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Join us, the Talktainment Radio host, on Saturday, September the 28th at the New Faith Baptist Ministry Community Outreach Day from 11 to 6 p.m. at 965 Oak Street.
Yahoo!
Making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green.
Green, green, green. It's your home. It's your dream. Radon test and living healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
Testing for radon is easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778 to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Thank you.
look up in the sky. It's the superheroes of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766. And our topic for today is what to do and where to go this holiday season. We agree, okay, we agree. We don't want to think about the end of summer. As a matter of fact, summer keeps going away, coming back, going away, coming back. But now's the time to start thinking about where to go and what to do for the holiday season. Well, here at Tire Surge and Travel, we got some ideas on how to make your bucket list dreams come true in New York City. Why New York? Because New York City is the hottest destination in the world. It's the hottest destination in the world. And holiday is when New York really comes alive. It absolutely comes alive. And the first thing we want to talk about in New York City is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And we have our array of Thanksgiving Day Parade route and area hotels, viewing options, holiday meals, tours, activities that gives you a unique opportunity to enjoy the Thanksgiving Day Parade the way you want to enjoy it, and that's comfortably. So with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, if you want to sit and eat dinner and watch the parade come down the street, we have that. It's called Del Frisco's. And if you want to be outside and see the parade, we have that. And we also have an event where you serve breakfast, you walk right out that building, and the parade comes right by you. So we have about 14 different ways that you can see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Our famous Thanksgiving Parade viewing parties are the best way to see the world's most famous parade. Choose indoor events with wide, expansive window views or outdoor sidewalk view. Either way, you will fulfill your bucket list as you watch the floats, balloons, bands, and celebrities pass right in front of you. You can visit our Facebook page at Macy's Parade Travel Tips for all the inside information on the parade. And tune into our broadcast today, which is going on now, as we talk about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But if you go to our Facebook page, at Macy's Parade Travel Tips, we have a lot of inside tips going on for the parade and just different events going on in New York. Because, again, New York is the number one destination in the world. You know, this year they expect 67 million visitors to come visit New York. And so that's just one of the events going on in the second half of the year is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and we have the balloon inflation. We give you a hotel room right down on Times Square, and we have rooms at the Residence Inn that you can sit in your hotel room and watch a parade come down the street. Or we have a big room at the Residence Inn. It's called the Empire Room, where you can watch a parade come down the street. We have a site called the Columbus Circle that you can see the parade. So there's a lot of different ways. There's 14 different packages that we offer that you can see the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and prices started like $400 for a two-day stay with hotel to see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So that's just one of the events going on for that that time of the year. It's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and it's a fantastic event, and we've been doing it for the last 20 years, and we do it well. So there's more holiday excitement, though. And the other one is the Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree Lighting Party. And you can be our special guest inside the Rockefeller Center at an exclusive cocktail party as the famed Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is lit. Brass Ray Rothman is the location for this unique event just steps from the tree. You can mingle along with locals and visitors from around the world as they serve our doors and our paths through the elegant Brass Ray location in the center of Rockefeller Plaza. Step outside to the private patio reserved just for this event for a view of the Christmas tree in all its splendor. So this is the Christmas tree. We have a building that is just steps away from the Christmas tree, and we have an area blocked off for just our clients to privately view the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. And every year, the lighting of the Christmas tree is on television. So you can be there live to see it and to see the lighting of the Rockefeller Christmas tree. This is another event going on in New York for the holiday season. Is the lighting of the Christmas tree. We have packages available. If you just want to go to the party and the lighting of the tree, we have a package for that. If you want hotel room, party, lighting of the tree, we have packages for that. So for this event, we have probably three or four different packages that we can offer you. And that is the Rockefeller Center Tree Lighting Party. So the biggest event that we have is the New Year's Eve Times Square Ball Drop Vacation. It's sure to be the party of a lifetime, as New Year's Eve Times Square, the people standing out in the cold for New Year's Eve, shoulder to shoulder from 42nd Street all the way up to Central Park. But you will be overlooking them at an exclusive party right in the middle of it all, high above with a view of the city lights. The celebration, of course, is the Times Square ball drop. And we also have a package for that. The New Year's Eve Times Square ball drop vacation. You're 17 stories above the crowd. You're not standing in the cold. You're in the warm. You're warm, and you're 17. You're 17 stories above. You're 17 stories above the crowd. And we have a private party going on. We have a private party going on, and you're not in the crowd, because you know when you stand in a crowd for New Year's Eve, you can't go to the bathroom, you can't do anything. So you're 17 stories above, you're warm, you have food, you have drinks, you have all that going on, and again, this is in New York. The New Year's Eve Times Square ball drop vacation, and we have our own private party going on. And you can find all these amazing things on my website, tirestours.com. You can find the Thanksgiving Day Parade. You can find the New Year's Eve Times Square ball drop vacation. You can find Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting. And you can find all the packages that we have available for all these events. And this is when New York truly, truly comes alive. Actually, the summer is New York's slow time of the year, because once you get into the holidays is when New York City peaks. So give us a call at 614-323-0858, and we can put you together with one of these fantastic packages that we have going on for this holiday season coming up. So far, this has been a record year for me as far as the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade goes. I've probably sold more packages so far this year than I've sold in previous years. So we still have packages available, and you can find all this information on my website at tirestours.com, or you can visit my Facebook page at Macy's Parade Travel Tips. That is available. We have all these amazing things going on for the second half of the year. And if you're looking for something to do this holiday, give us a call. 866-547-5362 is one number. 614-323-0858 is another. And we have these fantastic events going on this year. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is tremendous. And the Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree Lighting Party, last year they started showing it on television. So that is starting to become more and more popular. And, of course, who wouldn't want to be in New York for the New Year's Eve Times Square ball drop vacation? We have a private party going on. We can get you hotel rooms, get you a couple of days of a truly bucket list event going on. So give us a call at 877-932-9766 and let us know what you think, or visit my Facebook page, which is at Macy's Parade Travel Tips. And on that page, we'll direct you to some of the packages that we have available and all the inside tips on where to view it. You know, if we have a package called the Best of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade package. It's a two-day package. It starts at maybe $486. It allows you to be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You go back home. But on Wednesday, you can go to the balloon inflation. Thursday, you can go to the parade. As an option, we can offer you Thanksgiving Day trimming dinner, so you're not out in the crowds eating dinner. But in that package for only 2 days, we can put together, you can see the parade, you can see the balloon inflation, and we have all these different things going on for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And this year we've included the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting, and we've always offered the New Year's Eve Times Square ball drop vacation. So we have all that going on. And if you missed the first half of the show, we talked about the travel tip that we have is when you're traveling overseas, if you want to use your phone overseas, the best way to do it is to get a local SIM card. And that local SIM card in most cases will allow you, for about $20, it will allow you to make phone calls without roaming. The catch to that is that your phone has to be unlocked. So you probably need to test that or go to your local phone company and make sure that your phone is unlocked. And when you're over in Europe or Jamaica or wherever you are, you'll be able to make local phone calls without being charged a roaming fee. Now, this doesn't work on cruise ships because most times, unless you have their internet service, you can't make phone calls from a cruise ship. But once you get to land, you can make phone calls and you can receive phone calls and not be charged a roaming fee. So one of the other things that we talked about in the first half of the show was coming up with a program where we can get the United States to give us a mandatory 6 weeks paid vacation. And that doesn't include what the company you work for gives you. What we found out, and we've talked about it on It's Your Time to Travel before, how of the 36 of the wealthiest countries in the world, United States is the only country that doesn't have mandatory vacation time. And we want to make this a emergency situation. Our congressmen and senators get 6 weeks off. So we think it should be mandatory that we also get 6 weeks off. You know, France gets 30 days off. Austria gets 25. Spain gets 25. Germany gets 20. Canada gets 10. Japan gets 10. United States gets zero. And the other thing that we're finding out is when people are taking vacation, they're taking 3 or 4 day vacations and not a 7 day vacation. So what we have in front of you is the Times Square ball drop New Year's Eve event. And you see all the people standing shoulder to shoulder in the crowd. Well, the package that we have will put you 17 stories above the crowd. You're not out in the cold. You're not freezing. And you get a view to see the ball drop. You get a view to see the fireworks go off. And you'll be warm 17 stories above the crowd. You'll be sipping on cocktails, you know, enjoying food, and you'll be warm. That package is available. That is our New Year's Eve Times Square ball drop vacation. And you still have time to book that. You see all the people standing shoulder to shoulder. Well, you'll be in a warm climate, 17 stories above the crowd, and you'll be able to see the ball drop. You'll be able to see the fireworks go off. You'll have drinks, cocktails, food, and a DJ will be playing music. So you have all that going on for our New Year's Eve Times Square ball drop vacation package. Again, you can visit my website, which is tirestours.com, or you can visit my Facebook page at Macy's Parade Travel Tips and get all the inside information for the Macy's Day Parade, for the lighting of the Christmas tree, the Rockefeller lighting of the Christmas tree, and also tips on the New Year's Eve Times Square ball drop vacation. All that would be available on that particular Facebook page. And again, that is at Macy's Parade Travel Tips. And you'll get all that information on there. It's just a wealth of information that we provide for you so that you can go to these different events. And on that Facebook page, it even tells you how you can stream the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and where to go to stream the parade in case you can't make it live. It tells you the different places that you can go to and record the parade. So, and again, that page is at Macy's Parade Travel Tips, and that's for all the inside information. But we want to get back to this vacation. What does America have against vacations? We want to get back to that. We think that this is a subject that is an emergency that we need to declare, that that we get mandatory time off. You know, some of the things that we talked about, and I was guilty of it too when I was a manager. You know, I would take vacation, and probably the first 2 days of my vacation, I would be still working, and then finally go on vacation. So that 7 day or 8 day or 9 day vacation that I received probably just turned out to be 5 days because two of those days were spent working. But once again, we're back looking at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You know, this is the biggest parade in the world. Absolutely biggest parade in the world. And we have a VIP section for the parade, a private viewing session for the parade. We have a package where it's VIP and escorted. So someone would escort you for the parade. We have the best package that we have is Del Frisco's. That's where you can, that's where the windows go from floor to ceiling. And you can sit in your seat and watch the parade come down the street. And then if you want to go outside, you know, there's a balcony that you can go outside and also watch the parade. That is probably the best package that we offer. It's called Del Frisco's. And we have a package at the Residence Inn that you can sit in your hotel room all by yourself, watch the parade come down the street. You're on the 17th floor, and you can watch the parade come down the street. Or we have a package. It's a two-day package. We give you a place to where you get a privilege to go in and out of, and you can watch the parade. That's fairly inexpensive. It's a 2 day package hotel. You get a stay warm breakfast, and the place where you eat breakfast is a couple blocks away from the parade. But it gives you a place to go back and get warm and be able to use the bathroom. So we have all different packages for the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and we also offer a package for the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, which the place that we hold the party at is just a few steps away from the Christmas tree, and we have a private blocked in area where you can actually view the lighting of the Christmas tree, and it's private. It's only for our clients. It's not for everybody, so you'll be able to view the lighting of the Christmas tree and then go back inside and enjoy the party. So that's another package. That's another package that we offer. So if you're interested in any of these, please give us a call at 614-323-0858. And again, this is the lighting of the Rockefeller Christmas tree. And we have a building that is in just a couple of steps away from the lighting of the Christmas tree, and you'll be able to view the lighting of the Christmas tree. And once again, just so you understand that New York this year is expecting 67 million people to visit them. And for all the events going on in New York, any time of the year, we have packages for them. And the biggest event going on is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and we do have a package for that. So look up in the skies, the superheroes who travel with Ricky Tyus, and I'm able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the way radio, the way it should be.